The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Tonight I came to prayer a little later as I was answering correspondence. And when I finally got focused with the Lord, I asked him, Lord, what would you like to talk about tonight? He replied, despising all things for my sake. And I finally typed that down, and he said, whoa, that took a long enough time. Don't you trust me, my bride? Yeah, I discerned it with the Bible promises because I was coming in so late. I wasn't sure that this was him. I made him repeat himself 3 times. Oh, my. Anyway, he said, don't you trust me, my bride? I said, how do I answer that question? And he answered me transparently. Oh, thanks, Lord, more humiliations. They're good for you. The lower you go, the more living waters will flow into you. They rush from the mountain heights to find the little and the lowly down in the fertile valleys, and there they bring forth a harvest. Well said, Lord. Oh, no, you don't. Transparently, remember? Lord, would I change the subject on you to get out of being humiliated? Do you want me to answer that? Uncle, well, I asked the Lord, even though I strongly sensed and almost saw his presence at my right, I asked him 3 times because I wasn't sure it was him saying that. It's my faith, he cut in, and fatigue. You should have come to me earlier, remember? Oh, yes, and I didn't come for the message until very late. And why were you late? Answering emails and letters of those who really have issues right now? True, but still, come to me first, beloved, please. That will make this much easier. Yes, Lord, I will. Help me, please. I will. He continued, abandoning all things for my sake is one of the greatest sacrifices a soul can make in a way. It is the acid test of their love for me. When you work for the world, money and nice things it can buy, you're in bondage to the things of this world. You are not free to serve me and go where I please. You have a wife and children, you say. Did you marry the woman or man of my choice? In that case, they will give up the comforts of the world for me as well. Many, many are the souls who live to breathe from moment to moment. They aren't truly living. They're surviving. Something deep calls to them, but that road is blocked by debts and lifestyle. In the end, they grow old and fizzle out, knowing profoundly that their lives were a waste and not what they could have been for me. I am speaking to you now, young people. Do not settle for second best. Do not settle for a mate that is not my choice. I promise you, you will regret it for the rest of your life. If you love me and know that nothing in this world can satisfy you, do not choose a worldly career. I am calling many of you, but you've given your lives to your parents, not me. They have expectations, and you've buried the dreams in your heart to please them. They're supporting you because you're doing what they want you to do with your life. Is it worth it, my chosen ones? Look at your life 20 years from now. Never mind the rapture. This is an exercise for the present moment only. If you follow the direction you are in, what will your life look like in 20 years? Now I ask you to consider, is that really what you want for your life? Necessity sometimes comes to bear on your choices. Please the parents, be on the dole. Choose to follow me, be labeled a lunatic, be poor, be an outcast. You say you love me, but do your choices reflect that, or your love for the world and the approval of your parents? It is tragic to see the number of missionaries and pastors I lose because the parents would not support their choices. Someday I will call them to an accounting for being a hindrance and a stumbling block. Yet that weeds out those who will go all the way with me and those who will only go halfway. Am I being harsh here? Not really. Did I go halfway? Did I stop short of the cross and say, thus far and no further? Is it not written that he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me? And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me? And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me? That's in Matthew 10:37. Yes, there is a great deal to lose. Count the cost. Once you set out on this road, you will not want to return. You will be labeled a deserter, irresponsible, lazy, and good for nothing. And in a way, it's true. You are good for nothing as far as the world is concerned. Your goals and the world's goals no longer have anything in common. But I have a hungering and aching world set before you, people who have never heard my name or understood who I am. I have an endless list of forlorn and forsaken children around the world, those who have not been taught their left hand from their right and will die without ever knowing me. This is a choice I'm calling you to make while you are yet young and have something to give. My children, look at the end of your life if you continue on this course. Look at those around you and see how they age, how they grow weary. Some divorce, some die of cancer, an early death from working so hard. They leave their things behind to their children and come to meet me naked and empty-handed, with the exception of all they did out of love and faithfulness. But deep in their hearts, they carry a dead dream. They always wanted to serve me. But consider my words well. If you have a calling and are ignoring it, I can guarantee you are committing to a life that will not satisfy you, and you will remorsefully carry that burden every day of your life, right up until the very end. I'm asking you to set aside the timing of the rapture. Look at your life. Where are you headed? The choices you made. Who are you serving? Your parents or me? Think about it. Do the math. Imagine you standing before me at 55, 75, 80. What will you say to me? I love you tenderly, but I will tell you now, nothing in this life will ever fulfill you if you are called to abandon all, pick up your cross, and follow me. It's not too late. The invitation is still open. My grace for you to respond to that invitation is with you, even as we speak.